Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
We get together on Friday mornings to talk about business stories, including the business of the Sacramento Kings. The Kings have been taking some flack for their performance as a basketball team on the court lately, but apparently that isn't hurting ticket sales.
The team said this week it's already sold out suites at the Golden One Center. I'm going to have to get used to saying that, for the first season in 2016. And it's sold more than half of the courtside and club-level season tickets. So, yeah, the team isn't performing necessarily very well on the court, and there's been some continuing turnover in the front office. But fans apparently are still willing to give the new owners the benefit of the doubt. And, of course, you know, the prospect of a shiny new arena is a pretty powerful lure.
Yeah, and that arena has been under construction for, like 8 months now. We haven't really heard about any glitches, right?
Yeah, it's been remarkably smooth as far as we can tell. They seem to be on track. The bowl shape is there for anybody who's driven by. The floor decking is in, and the site is sort of boiling over with workers. A big milestone is coming next week when those giant roof trusses will arrive on flatbed trucks. These are the big steel arches that will form the roof, and they're absolutely enormous, and there's a lot of them, so it's going to take a long time to install them. But once that's done, we'll have a much better feel for what this building is going to look like.
Another big construction project coming up involves SMUD. The Sacramento Municipal Utility District is renovating its headquarters building in East Sacramento. Of course, a lot of people work at the utility. Is that going to be a disruptive project?
Yeah, it could be. It doesn't start till early next year, but this is, by the way, the 1960 sort of modernist office building on Folsom Boulevard. It's a landmark for anybody who drives by. It's actually a designated historic landmark, which makes this project a little more complicated than it might otherwise be. So, as I say, starting early next year, contractors will basically gut the inside of it and modernize the interior while leaving the exterior, which is the part that is deemed worthy of preservation, intact. So all 400 workers in the building will have to move out for like 2 years while this work is done. But, you know, one interesting fact about this project is that the original architect, Dreyfus and Blackford, is still in Sacramento 55 years later and is designing these renovations.
I wanted to ask you about some potential changes for California lawyers. The state bar has a couple of proposals to increase requirements for lawyers who want to keep their licenses. What's driving this? What's the issue here?
This is all about continuing education. These are classes that professionals in many fields take to keep up on new developments. It turns out that California has one of the weaker standards nationally for lawyers, only 25 hours of continuing education every 3 years, which is, you know, some states it's as much as 45 hours. One proposal for California, and this is still in the early stages, would increase that to 36 hours. And there's another proposal still, a separate idea that would add 10 hours for lawyers in their first year of practice. The timing is interesting here, though, because the agency is under some fire for lax enforcement of disciplinary rules for lawyers. It's not clear how this is connected. And these proposals would have to be approved by the legislature and the state Supreme Court. But it certainly suggests that because of the history of the state bar, that these ideas could get a warm reception.
There's a new barometer of the state's economy. California likes to brag that economically the state is bigger than most nations, but it turns out we don't rank as highly as we thought.
You know, usually we rank number 7 or 8 among the world's largest economies if California was treated as a nation. The good news this year was that we were back to number 7 after being as low as number 9 during the recession. But numbers from the World Bank were sort of quietly revised, and it turns out that Brazil, after all, beats us by a nose to be the number 7. So we're back to number 8 this year. You know, you might think that, well, that's not too impressive for California, given that Brazil has a pretty laid-back economy. Workers there get an average of 41 days off a year, paid days off. But on the other hand, Brazil has 5 times as many people as California, so maybe we don't need to feel so bad.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.